Welcome to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro. With their wisdom, empathy, and laughter, author of Starving Your Fears, Joyce Logan, PhD, and business expert and motivational speaker, Charlene Chiaro, are passionate about helping you live the life you desire. Whether struggling with stress in your personal or professional world, they'll calm your nerves and help you create a plan so you can truly enjoy your life by changing the way you look at things. Join Charlene and Joyce now.
Hello and welcome to Abundance. I'm Joyce Logan and I'm here with my co-host Charlene Chiaro, and we'll be talking about money, marketing, and mindset, shifting into the life you desire on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can listen online on your mobile devices in your car or ask Alexa. To learn more and for a full schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Dream Vision 7 Radio is the media partner for the Omega Institute. And for all our contact, go to our Facebook page, Abundance Talk Radio. And hello, Charlene. How are you today?
I'm good, Joyce. How are you?
I'm fabulous, because why not?
I know. It's a beautiful day here in Connecticut.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's still summertime, and you know, and that's a good thing. I like the heat. So today we have a wonderful show with our guest, Susanna Delman. We're going to talk a lot about energy and real estate and so many different things. But first, I wanted to read a card that I pulled for us and our listeners for today. And I thought it was a really interesting card, and it really spoke to me personally. I know it's not supposed to be all about me, Charlene.
But it is.
It is. No, it's about all of us. And as usual, I ask God, angels, anyone around us, people who have passed, please give us a card that will speak to people that is needed for this time. So the card that popped up was release. And this card signifies that it's time to move on because the project or phase in your life is now complete. There's no benefit in remaining in this situation. Instead, shake off the old and welcome the new. You may experience a sense of relief at this ending, or there may be some sadness, but either way, it's time to leave that which you've outgrown. Take your time in adjusting to this change in your life. It's not necessary to rush ahead. Be kind to yourself during this period of transition and seek the support of friends and family. This card represents inevitable positive changes, facing your fears, relationships, and spiritual evolution. Now, that's a great card.
It's an awesome card.
Yeah, there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who want to move on and maybe feel stuck, and they're not certain how to do that. And we're going to help them with this show and this wonderful guest, Susanna. So without further ado, I would love to bring on our guest because we have so much we want to talk to her about. But let me share a little bit about her. So Susanna owns, you can find her online at Essential Clearing, essentialclearing.com. And she has more than 25 years as a flower essence counselor, working with both animals and people, and holds a master's degree in public health. As an energy architect, Susanna employs several different modalities, including developed intuitive skills, Reiki, and use of vibrational essences to transform energy in places, businesses, and people's lives. Her training in space clearing and energy architecture with Alaskan Essence led to developing her own unique way of working within the quantum field and the realm of possibilities. Susanna facilitates subtle but profound shifts for clients with her work. Her work helps transform the past, present, and future of a place as it influences all the residents who have been present there. Ooh, I love that last sentence. Thank you, Susanna Delman, for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, Well, I had the pleasure of speaking with you a while ago, one-on-one, about something, and I won't go into details now, but I wanted to share with you. Some of that is starting to happen, took place, developing, so thank you for that. But I think we should begin with, because I think what fascinated Charlene and I both was the energy architect. So can you tell us, what is energy architecture?
Absolutely. So everything is energy, as we know. You know that it goes down to the smallest molecules, and also, you know, according to the first law of thermodynamics, energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but merely transformed. So an energy architect transforms energy, not like I'm going to take fire and transform it to something else, but transforming the feeling energy in a place, like when you walk into a place and it just doesn't feel right, like something bad has happened there or something, or it can feel amazing and something good has happened there. And I help to transform the uncomfortable or not working for you or us or them feeling, and by regridding the energy in a place based on the theory that everything has consciousness. And so we leave our consciousness when we leave a place. We carry it with us, and then but it's in the space too, if that's clear.
Right. So do people get in touch with you when, let's say, they're moving into a place and they were unaware that someone had passed away in the house? And once they became aware, they were a little concerned about that, what kind of energy would be there for them. Is that something you can do long distance? Because I know we're in Connecticut, you're in California. And how does that work?
Yes, actually, let me tell you a little story about that. I work remotely all the time with places, and I have clients in London, I have clients in South Carolina, but a friend of mine and her partner moved into a new house. They were there for 2 months, and they found out that a woman had suicided in the living room. And they were like calling the realtor. They were freaking out. They were like, ah. And these are two very introverted people. And they called me because, you know, I help with that stuff. So is there anything you can do, Susanna? And I had been, you know, these were good friends of mine. So I'd also been like, are you going to have a housewarming party? No, we're not. We are not those kind of people. But I went the next day with my little kit and my potions and shifted the energy. And they'd been obsessed because the woman had actually hung herself, and they're like, where did she, but after that, like within a month, they had a housewarming party. They invited all the guests from the neighborhood. They don't even think about that anymore. And the house feels great. So absolutely. That's a big thing in real estate is, you know, disclosing death. I don't know what the rule is over there, but here it's like within 3 to 5 years, it has to be a part of the disclosures, whether somebody died or not. And a lot of people are really superstitious. So I get called in by real estate agents to come in to help make the place feel better so that people don't even think about that.
Right. I don't know, is that a thing, Charlene, in Connecticut? I know when I moved into my house, I wasn't told. I just doing my own little research, I found out, you know, after the fact that someone had passed away.
You know, I don't know. I know people aren't get upset about it, but I don't know if you have to disclose it, or if you maybe it might be if you ask about it, then they have to tell you. Yeah. I don't know what the law is here, but a lot of times it's kind of like on that disclosure sheet, but I think you have to ask And if you don't ask, they don't have to tell. We could look into that.
I did feel when I moved in, I just felt almost like, oh, good, good, because I felt welcome. But the house before I moved here, we were the first people to rent the place after this woman and her husband, you know, they passed away, you know, elderly. And we were the first strangers in the house. And things happened pretty quickly and immediately. And I knew the woman's name was Francine, and she did not want us there. I had things explode on my stove, a Thanksgiving entire dinner that I worked on for days with turkey, lasagna, I mean, you name it. And a bowl shattered up in the air and glass fragments went all over my food. And I just stood there. And it was at that point that I said, Francine, this has got to stop. We're living here now. This is our place. So please respect that. And a lot of other things happened before that. But after I said that, it quieted down. It really did quiet down. But that was kind of shocking. Yeah, and I knew you then. I would have called you way before that incident happened, Susanna. So tell me, how did you get your start with that? Because I know you work with flower essence and Reiki. Then how did this evolve that you're actually working with real estate people and find you that way?
In 2001, I was in Alaska getting trained by the in Alaskan Essences, which they make these wonderful space sprays. And I was trained to shift the energy in a room, like when you're going to stay in a hotel. So you have this spray called purification, and it basically neutralizes the vibration of the place you're in. And then you bring in whatever energy you want on top of that. And actually, the purification is the one essence that I use all the time when I do my work. And what happened was I was failing as a flower essence counselor. I had an office. I'm skilled at it. I've all this training. And one of the things I was not doing right was marketing my business. And I thought, well, what aspect of my business can I monetize to help people and help myself so I don't have to lose my office and do something that I not really want to do anymore? And I thought, I can do space clearing and energy architecture. So I thought, well, realtors always need this. And so I started cold calling realtors, and I started to build up a list of real estate clients. And I had some remarkable, I would call the houses, the real estate agents for the houses that had been on the MLS more than 100 days. And I had some remarkable results. And one of them was I called a realtor. And he'd had this property, I think it was like 120 days. It had been on the, and this is Mill Valley, California. It's beautiful. This property was not selling. And I was like, when I spoke to him and looked at the listing, I was that was choking. There was like, it was really blocked. And it, you know, turned out that the family was also running out of money. So they couldn't do staging. And on the West Coast, staging is a huge thing. And they were really beginning to panic, and they didn't know what to do. And he just said, you know what, it can't hurt, whatever. There had been nobody to see the house in a really, really long time. And the house was going to need a lot of work, but it was a beautiful property. Like the views and the land was beautiful. So I went in, and I was like, the whole family to me felt like they were stuck around this house. There was so much worry and so much concern. And anyway, so I went and I did my thing. And within a week, after having no offers, nobody going to see the property, they had 5 offers.
Oh my God.
And 3 of them were full price offers. This was a few years ago, before the real estate situation is what it is now. And they took the offer from the architects who loved the bones of the house and wanted to really make it into something. And the real estate agent said to me, there is just no other way that could have happened without what you did.
Wow.
Yeah, because it went from zero to, you know, it was wonderful. So I've had a number of things like that, like a realtor, I cold called her. Also, the property had been on the market for over 100 days. And there was the person who had been renting the property had left a lot of anger there. There was like this one part of the house that where there was all this anger, and come to find out, he had been a construction person of, I think, a foreman in construction. And he would like march up the stairs in his heavy boots, and he hadn't taken them off, and the stairs had been a mess before when they got the house to stage it and had to replace the carpet, and all the anger was like underneath the stairs. So I did my work there. Two days they got a full price offer for that property.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's wonderful.
You know what else I love about the story is what Charlene and I talk about a lot is, pivoting when something's not working or when COVID hit, you know, to really figure out like what you want to do. And that's what it sounds like you did, Susanna. It was like, this isn't working the way I want it to work. And what else can I do? And boy, I love that. You just started cold calling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was a trust in the universe and a pivot. And it was a very big pivot. Because it was, fortunately, I'd done telemarketing for nonprofits for years. So I could call with confidence, you know, I knew. Yes. But it was a very big pivot, because my dream had been to help treat people with flower essence formulas and help animals that way. And, you know, in fact, I actually have a flower essence company for animals, but it was actually, you know, like one of those times when the universe goes, why don't you try this? And I did, and I'm so grateful. And I love working with realtors. They're really smart, resourceful people. And I actually have been branching out more to work with business people and small businesses and having a lot of great results that way. And also realtors who were really smart, who give, you know, their new people who just bought a house, give my information to them saying, you know, Susanna can consecrate your home and help you really be, you know, feel welcome there. So I love that.
Yes, yes, yes. So you showed us that, well, we can see it, the spray bottle. That is that something that we can buy on your website?
No, you can't. I don't market.
Why? Why don't you?
because the Alaskan Flower Essence Project, they're not calling that anymore. Sorry, Alaskan Essences markets these wonderful space sprays. And I would go to AlaskanEssences.com and look at what they have. Like, this is Go Create. It's an abundance spray. And it was very funny because you were talking about abundance. I sprayed the room we're in with the abundance spray before we started.
Oh, that's fabulous. Mm. Write that down. Where are we going?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
I'll send you a link. They have wonderful, wonderful sprays, and I use their combinations in the work that I do. So the way that I work with a space or somebody's life or business is I tune in to what I like in a property. I'll look at the property and I'll tune into what the property wants based on the theory of panpsychism, that there's primitive consciousness everywhere, that a house has consciousness. And I've actually literally felt a house exhale from the stress or exhale from the people who live there or be really welcoming. Like actually last night I was working for a client of mine who I just love her, and she is moving into her dream house, and it's been an 18-month process, and the people who were leaving there, the husband loved that house and felt so sad, and the wife hated that house and was so happy to be leaving. And the house didn't like her either. So the house like literally exhaled. And because this is a house that wants to be admired. If you saw this house, you would. So I work with all of those energies. And then I work intuitively with hundreds of flower essences to pick them, the little bottles, and put them in sprays to work in a property or in a business, and make new formulas every time, make formulas that are unique to the place and the situation, so it's unique, and they're all, they bring all of the points of the consciousness and the, what people are dealing with together in the bottle.
So if you're not physically there, are you mailing them the, are you having them do the spray?
No. Have you ever tried to send some liquid internationally? Oh my God.
That's true.
No, it's on the quantum field. So it's energy. So I am projecting.
I'm sorry. I missed that.
Sometimes I do send essences, like when I was like, I do be just like, because people like to do something, but it's not necessary. The energy goes. So when I'm working in England, I am grounded and I walk through the place in my mind with the essences and bringing them into the place. So the ritual is always the same, but I am not necessarily spraying the essences in the place. I'm spraying the essences metaphorically in the place. Because, you know, it's like the butterfly effect, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, I'm sure that you and all of your listeners are familiar with that.
Yes. And with that, we have a lot of questions. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with Susanna Delman.
Edesia is a U.S. nonprofit dedicated to the dream of ending childhood malnutrition for millions of children around the world through the manufacture of Plumpy Nut and other nutrient-rich peanut-based ready-to-use foods. Edesia has already delivered life and hope to nearly 1 million children in over 26 developing countries. To find out how you can join Edesia's dream of ending childhood malnutrition, please visit edesiaglobal.org. Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Do you suffer with stress, anxiety, and chronic fears? Then you need to read Dr. Joyce Logan's book, Starving Your Fears, From Panic to Peace in 10 Easy Steps. Dr. Logan also suffered with anxiety, and through her years of research, she healed herself and helped countless others in her private practice. Starving Your Fears will give you the tools you need to change your life from panic to peace. Order Starving Your Fears by Joyce Logan on Amazon.com or go to joycelogan.com.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than a million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Abundance. I'm Joyce Logan with Charlene Chiaro, and we're with our special guest, Susanna Delman, talking about energy architecture. But there's so many other things we can talk about also that Susanna offers. And just know you can go to her website, essentialclearing.com, because there's a lot to read there. So, Susanna, let me ask you this. Before I moved into my house, I walked into another home that the real estate agent loved. And people who saw this house, even on paper, loved it and said, oh, Joyce, this is the house for you. I hated that house. I walked in there and I just walked from room to room and I really tried loving it. She even would let me sit there for days. I would walk in, I'd say, just let me sit because I'm not getting what everyone else is getting. And I actually felt anxious in that home. And then I met the neighbors. I sat out on the front porch and they came over and greeted me. It was this little dead end street. And my real estate agent was saying, Joyce, what don't you like about this house? The man next door even has he sells his flowers. He has this flower garden. She was so in love with it. And, you know, people would walk by with their dogs. Their dogs would come up and greet me. And I, to this day, I don't really know, but I passed on this house. And my real estate agent was heartbroken because she felt like I was making the biggest mistake. But what happened was she made friends with a horse on the street. And this has now been 4 years. And she's still visiting the horse and having the greatest energy connection with this animal. And her name, by the way, the real estate agent is Lucy. And Lucy just got so much out of that street that it was meant for her, I think. You know, not for me. But I don't know what bothered me about that house. I couldn't pinpoint it. There was just something about that house that I just didn't like. Oh, the floors look beautiful. This, are you crazy? Look at the skylights. Look at the bathroom. And it was like, I just don't like it. So should I have paid attention to that? Or should I have called you to say, make me like this house?
I'm not 100% sure here, but I do believe that you were right in following your intuition. I think it actually has to do with the direction that the house was facing and something about the way it was aspected on the street. Like maybe the road went right in, like it was at the end of the road and the road went right into it. There's definitely something that was, you know, Lucy should have bought it for herself if she loved it so much and she could be by her horse. But I think that it's really important to follow our intuition. And I think that you're giving a really great example of following your intuition and it not being the right house. And if you look back on the decision that you made not to buy that house, you can see other things that opened up from that transition that made you more grounded in what you're doing now. And that was important to the house did not, the house was an example of you being clear about what you wanted and clear about I'm an intuitive being and I choose something else. And because I am not hearing that this is a good house.
You know, I ended up buying the house that I'm in now and when I saw the house, I felt the possibilities of it, but I said to her, this house needs to come down $100,000 because it needs a lot of work. And she said, well, that's never going to happen. And 6 months later, she called me and she said, they're willing to negotiate. And they came down $80,000 on the house. And the house has everything I need. I don't know if this is my forever home or not, but the layout of it has everything that I need. And you're so right on with that other house. It was the way it was facing the people across the street. And that, I had really bad vibes about it. And I would even ask other neighbors, like, what do you know about them? Because it was something that I've never had that experience before, where the house bothered me and the neighbors across the street that I didn't even know bothered me. I just felt something was wrong. Something was wrong. So
good for you. Good for you to listen.
Yeah. So does saging work? Because people said I should have just saged the house and moved in.
Well, I always use sage. I always use it in part of the ritual. And saging, yeah, saging, there's a lot, you know, smoke purifies. And, you know, of course, we have really bad fires here, but it's also purifying the land and it's purifying us and it's purifying, you know, the world. So yeah, saging does help, but you can go deeper. You can go deeper than saging. And sometimes it's peeling off layers of what is in a place. Like when I was working for a business in Sausalito, it's a wonderful store where she sells eco-friendly products, linens, furniture, all sustainably done, all organic, all natural dyes. And she'd had two other stores, and she had 2008 was really difficult for her, and her business almost collapsed. And she had to close the store in Jackson Hole, and there was another location. And all of her grief was in the remaining store in Sausalito. All of that feeling of loss and fear, and she was going to close that brick and mortar store to finally and just go online with her products. And the layers of grief around the business were palpable. So when I was working for her, I was working with the failed stores too and the failed energy. And about a month or two later, somebody came in and bought all the furniture in her store, and her sales went up 250%. And she had to hire an assistant, and she is not going for, she's staying brick and mortar, and she's poised to have her best year ever. And it's like the layers and layers and layers of what is in a place, what is in our auras. And so like in a house, in a property, it's all the people who live there. It's not just who was there the last, you know, it's all the people who live there. I was in a place, it had been a complete tear down and rebuild, but you know, of course they call that remodeling, but it was a whole new place. And there was a closet off of the kitchen. And I just like, the closet was, all I could feel was like a kid had been locked in that closet, and there was grief and sadness. And, you know, I worked really hard in that closet to ground it out and release it. And so it's layers. So sage works great. And working through the sage will not work through the layers. You need more skill than that, more skill than that.
Susanna, with a lot of us now, because of COVID, working at home, how can people either clear the room, call you, you know, what do you find there?
Well, I have it, you know, I've had it in my place too. I mean, it is, it's so complicated, right? It is so complicated because here we are in our little worlds, feeling isolated, feeling fearful. Everybody's been turned into a pariah, right? Like, I can kill you. You could kill me. I could kill my mom, you know? It's amazing. So there's been so many layers of fear. And then there's the general fear, which we let into our lives when we engage with the media. Not this kind of media, not Dream Visions, right, radio, but like the other kind of media, which feeds on fear, and we become full of fear. And the fear goes out and it's sticking to the walls, and we're like breathing the fear and we're hearing the fear, and everybody is fearful. So the best thing people can do is sage. They could definitely do that, but they could also call somebody who could really help work with what is there and get it out. And so they can contact me through my website or at essentialclearing@gmail.com. But it's important to shift that, because also, like, you could be sitting at your desk every day. You could be somebody who always works at home, and that's what you've been doing for 20 years. You love it. It's great. You could sit at your desk and procrastinate, and that would be a pattern that is actually energetic at your desk. So breaking up that pattern can help you get more done, can help you maybe think of a new thing that you want to do. Maybe you don't want to be a social worker. Maybe you want to be a lifeguard, you know, and you're not going to open up that possibility until you shift the pattern. So shifting the patterns, and the wonderful thing about working with somebody like me or with me is that I'm pulling in what the universe wants for the next step in your journey. So it may, because it's out there, and the flower essences will dictate to me what to bring in. So it's all very magical. And I just love it. I just love it. It is so fun. And I just, you know, another story came to me where I was working in this beautiful house in London. And my client is this very, very cool person. And she does really amazing work in the world too. And I was in the house, and I just, you know, I knew that she had bought it from a husband and wife, and they were just, he was not very nice to her. And I could feel that. And I felt like layers of very unhappiness there, and a lot coming from her, and like, oh, you know, really forceful, hostile feeling from him. But I was like, every time I was in the kitchen, and I'm using air quotes for people who can't see me, or standing at the bottom of the stairs, again, in air quotes, but like really projecting myself there, I could hear screaming. I was like, why is there so much screaming in the kitchen? What was, you know, who's screaming at who, and who's screaming at the bottom of the stairs? And when I was finished with the work and I debriefed with my client, she said, oh my God, that was me. Her last relationship. So it was not only, because it was also the prior occupants of the house, but it was also her with her last relationship, just so frustrated with her partner, yelling at him in the kitchen and yelling up at the stairs at him. And I thought, wow, that's really strong patterning for this house to have that. Did it create her doing the same thing? So that, you know, that made it obvious to me how important it is to do energy architecture, how important it is to really neutralize and bring in the new possibility of the place.
And I would think that because we are working at home and we have the other personal side coming into it, it just like all gets, you know, mixed up and you know, affects everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And like, if you're an insomniac and your experience is of not sleeping well, every time you go into your bedroom, well, you're going to be picking up your old feelings of not sleeping well. So two things. One is go sleep somewhere else for a while. And the other thing is bust those patterns, you know.
I love that. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I think we're going to talk about our pets and energy as well.
Are you ready to live a life filled with abundance and learn how to thrive, not just survive in today's world? Then tune in to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro every Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. With their combined wisdom as entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, author, and counselors, Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro will share ways for shifting into the life you desire for today's world. They'll help you go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life.
Do you suffer with stress, anxiety, and chronic fears? Then you need to read Dr. Joyce Logan's book, Starving Your Fears, From Panic to Peace in 10 Easy Steps. Dr. Logan also suffered with anxiety, and through her years of research, she healed herself and helped countless others in her private practice. Starving Your Fears will give you the tools you need to change your life from panic to peace. Order Starving Your Fears by Joyce Logan on Amazon.com or go to joycelogan.com. If you feel it's time to align with your highest living potential, this powerful group healing event is for you. Take a deep dive into heart-centered consciousness and discover how to activate your inner healer with best-selling author and empathic healer, Matt Kahn. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Awakening Your Inner Healer with Matt Kahn at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, September 24th to 26th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you ready to live your wow life now? Then tune in Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time for Wealth of Wellness with Gina Rhoda and Marsha Martin. Join Gina and Marsha during their live shows every third Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Gina and Marsha offer intuitive guidance, empowering insights, educational, inspirational tools, and universal wisdom that will help you explore and discover the miraculous, mystical, and spiritual principles of life. Are you ready to get your wow life on now? Please.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back. I'm Joyce Logan with Charlene Chiaro and our guest, Susanna Dellman. And we're actually joined by Charlene's dog, Mozzie, because we're going to be talking about pet and pet energy. So, Charlene, do you have any questions for Susanna?
Yeah, like what questions do people normally ask you just like about their energy? Do they, you know, like I had gotten Mozzie 6 months ago now already. He was 2 months when he when we found each other. And so, you know, do they ask like, does he like it here or is he happy or what, like what questions do people ask?
Well, a lot of times, actually, I'm getting calls or emails about like, what can I do? My cat hates to go to the vet, or I can't, you know, my dog is a dog aggressive, or I'm moving and I'm concerned that, you know, I'm moving in with people and I'm concerned that my, you know, my animal is not going to get along with the other animals. So, but that I know that they choose us too. So like when, you know, Ozzie is just like, I mean, right now you woke him up. So he's a little like, oh, mom, not again. Why do you keep waking me up? And, you know, he doesn't understand how cute he is and how much you just want to hug him and squeeze him because it's a different time. Like, you know, I'm squeezing and hugging my cats and driving them crazy because it's like, ah, contact. So, but like so much I hear from them is I just love you so much. I just want to be with you so much. You just light up my eyes, or my spirit in case of not having eyes. And so it's like they're like angels in our lives. And, mm-hmm. I made some animal flower essence remedies because they can't do talk therapy. You know, like you can hire an animal communicator, and actually I know several really good ones, and I trained as one. But for me, it's like the messages from the pets are, sometimes they're really clear and sometimes they're just a little muddy, but I get to help them through mm-hmm. the essences that come forward to help them. So like for mm-hmm. rehoming a pet, like when you go to the shelter and you adopt one, like to help them feel more comfortable where they are, and help them with, like, sometimes you have a pet who got brought back to the shelter and that's so sad because they were connected to their family and they just wanted to be with that family, and they may, you know, have experienced some trauma around like coming back to the shelter. So, you know, it's really helpful to help the animals with flower essences. And in fact, I was working with flower essences with a bird in Hawaii who had, like, she pulled out all of her feathers, and except for the ones on her head, and she just pulled all her feathers out. And then I worked with her with some flower essences. I don't remember if I gave her, if it was one of the remedies that I make or I made a special remedy for her, but she stopped pulling out her feathers, and all of her feathers grew back, except for like a few that she pulled out, like she still pulls out around her heart. It was amazing. Like, she's completely feathered. This parrot who had been like a rescue and had been bald for, I think, 20 years that this woman had her, all her feathers grew back because the flower essences really helped her. And how nice is that?
I know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So flower essence, like, how did you choose that? Was it for anxiety?
Yeah, I just don't remember what it was. It might have been Happy Heart with the Animal RX Essences blends. They're for different emotional issues. And so there's Crisis Cooler, which is, you know, for crisis and fear and anxiety. And then there's Be Here Now, which is really great for relocating animals. And then there's Happy Heart, which is for, you know, if their friend dies or their mom dies, you know, to help them restore their hearts. And then there's Protection Plus, which is really if animals have, you know, spatial issues with other animals and they feel threatened, or they are threatening, Protection Plus is really good that way. It helps create a boundary, you know, for Ozzy, because he's such a love and he's such a sweetie pie. You know, people come up to him too fast, and he feels, he kind of feels like, wait, but he doesn't understand how cute he is and how people want to like long over him. And that makes him a little nervous. Also, because he's so low to the ground, he just, you know, he feels a little nervous. And, you know, people are also unskillful at approaching animals. You know, like when you approach an animal, always put your hand out forward. You know, this is really important. And never put your face up to an animal, ever. You know, especially a dog, because they feel threatened. And, you know, and never, never allow your child to approach a strange dog or cat or animal. Just always be really respectful of the animal space.
You know, when I was living at the beach a few months ago, I would take him to a park, and it was, you know, it was not a dog park, but there was a ton of people there with their dogs, and they would all walk at night or first thing in the morning, and we would go, and I wanted to get him used to, you know, being with people. And it really was amazing to me how nice people were and how respectful, and how many people said, can I touch your dog or can I pet your dog? You know, they, it was really a lot of people did that. Not many people just came up to him. And of course he was like always hopping around and, you know, loved people and, you know, wanted to play with the other dogs. But some of them, you know, we would always ask each other, like, is your dog friendly? Because one dog, just, you know, my friend, Dave always says Mozzie's never had a bad day in his life. Like he just, you know, cause he's just surrounded by love. But this one dog like snapped at him and he just didn't know. He just, you know, backed up and he just didn't know what to do. And I was like, not everyone is nice, Mozzie. Like, but then there was this other little dog, Lulu, who was 5 pounds and she was this little dog and had a little skirt on. He was petrified of Lulu. I was like, Mozzie, Lulu is a quarter of your size and what
it was,
has a head on. Like, how scary can she be? I just did not like Lulu. I don't know what it was about that dog. And the dog was really nice. Like, she wanted to be his friend, but he just didn't like her.
That is so funny. Yeah. That, yeah, they're, you know, they're told, they, you know, I had a cat who loved dogs. Mm-hmm. She loved dogs. And also I had 4 cats at one time and my sister-in-law brought my niece over and the cats were like terrified of the baby. But this mm-hmm. one cat like was figured out that she could have like the whole room because of the baby, because all the other cats were afraid of the baby. And she was like, ooh, a baby, this is great.
Yeah.
So they're really funny and they have their little personalities just like, you know, just like we have our personalities and, mm-hmm. you know, and that was great that you were in a place with people who were really skillful around dogs.
Yeah. I mean, there was a few who weren't, but I mean, for the most part, people are, I think if you have a dog, you're more, aware of, you know, of asking, you
right.
know, is your dog friendly?
That's
can
true.
I pet your dog? Is it okay? You know, and for the people who don't have dogs, they have to kind of learn that because you don't know. I mean, even a little dog like him, he could nip or, you know, if he gets afraid or whatever.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's important for us to really respect the dog space
mm-hmm.
and, you know, yeah, absolutely.
No, Susan, I wanted to go back to something about real estate and businesses. Now that there's this boom, are you like busier than ever? Or like, do you even have to cold call anymore?
Oh, I haven't cold called in a very long time.
I bet. Yeah.
I'm working by God, what is it called? By referral, you know. So actually, you know, because of the hot real estate market, so realtors who are really smart monetize everything. So if they have it's a hot market and they don't care as much what the energy is in the house, somebody's going to bid over for it and they're going to sell it. Smart realtors are like, oh, let's call Susanna, just make sure that it's okay, and then sell it, you know, whether the market is hot or not. I can't say that what I do is 100% effective because there are times where I don't even know what has happened. I have no idea what has happened and why the house isn't selling. Like, I'm in a situation right now with a house and I'm not being able to work out what it is. It's gorgeous, gorgeous property. But the thing is that everything goes smoother. Everything just goes smoother. But that is why more and more I am working with small business owners. I'm working with, you know, other businesses to help, because right now, as Charlene said, we're all in fear. There's all this fear and there's this sense of worry, like, are we going to go back in? What's going to happen? Ah, there's this new news about this other thing. Ah, so what, you know, so like bringing people together on the quantum field, bringing people together in you know, re-gridding the energy around our relationships, and also, you know, trickle-down theory that actually works. So, like, at the beginning of COVID, I worked for a city. Like, I worked in City Hall, and things have been going much better in that city. And it just, it's like bringing in energy that is more harmonious to have things go better. So like in business, having things go better in people's lives. Like one day a client wanted me to help sell a car, you know, it just was like one of those cars sitting on the corner with the for sale sign and nobody was calling, you know, so I worked to help sell the car. But those things, like where the energy, where we can, help create a better future, better, you know, potential, and regrid the angular energy and soften it for people who are working together and people who are living together.
I love that, Susanna. Thank you so much for being our guest today. And if you want a little bit of magic in your life, get in touch with Susanna, because I know that I am about a couple things. So just know that, Susanna, I'm going to be in touch with you.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Is the best place to reach you at essentialclearing.com? Because I know you have a website.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So my number is on there and my email. You can get me by email at essentialclearing@gmail.com.
Okay, great to know. Thank you, everyone. Charlene, always love to have you here and join in and speaking to our listeners. And I hope everyone took something away from this. There is magic. There is some magic that we can pull from energy and flower essences, and the great Susanna Delman. Thank you so much. Our love to everyone till we meet again.
Listen in next time to Abundance, Money, Marketing, and Mindset with radio hosts Joyce Logan and Charlene Chiaro on Fridays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Take the journey with Joyce and Charlene and learn how to go from panic to peace in your personal and professional life. With years of experience and training working with those with stress and financial burdens, they have the tools to share with you to change your life. Abundance is all about helping you to achieve your goals in today's world. To work with Charlene or Joyce, or to ask them a question, email hello@abundancetalkradio.com or website abundancetalkradio.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.